As we discussed, there's been a great deal of changes and shifts that have occurred for everyone. Before we move our treatment's focus back to the norm, take a minute to speak to parents about the changes that have occurred and will occur in therapy. Reflecting on the transition period that has passed is an important opportunity to summarize the work that you and the family did to help meet the basic needs of your client and their family. Another important note is to make sure that the family has their basic needs met and that they're ready to focus on clients' mental health needs in a more direct manner. If they aren't, make sure you provide them with the resources and support until they are. You also want to describe what the change will look like. You may have been calling the family a few times a week just to check in, or the family may have asked you to give them some time to get things settled. Explain that sessions being as close to the traditional format as possible is important, as it'll help create a sense of security and regulation for the client and family. This includes having a scheduled time for session while still remaining flexible, as we know things are different in homes nowadays. It may also include a change in the length of session. For example, you may want to have 2 30-minute sessions with your client instead of having a full hour. If the focus of your sessions hadn't shifted away from the objectives you'd created, then you'd continue in the same manner. But if they had, take a minute to explain that while you'll still check in about how the family is coping with COVID-19 restrictions, your focus and treatment will shift towards the client's treatment plan. Also, if you hadn't previously, mention collaterals as something you will regularly incorporate. If possible, try to schedule those as well, but keep in mind that this may be difficult. Lastly, agree to check in and readdress the plan you've created together after a few trial runs of a few weeks.